Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Welcome. Welcome to the late night edition of the Panic Button Podcast. It's just because it's 10 o'clock. It's not really that late, but I've got a range of questions and pulling one out of the hat right here. Simple, easy, basic, but hey, we're only on episode, I don't know, six, five. So we got to keep it. We got to keep it simple. We'll go deeper come question 40. I don't know. I'm just reading them as they come in. So thanks for sending them in. Panic button at XXXChurch.com. So question of the night is, should I tell my wife about my porn problem? And then he goes on, says, if not her, who? And in what order? So, good question. And, I mean, I obviously don't know your relationship. I don't know how bad your porn use is. I don't know, you know, chances are women have this, like, crazy thing called women's intuition. And guys oftentimes are dumb. We're dumb. We don't, you know, cover things up well. Like, you almost want to get caught because you know, getting caught's way easier. Like, people always ask, like, why do people get caught? Because getting caught's an easier way, for the truth to come out rather than you having to spit it out. You get caught. So it's just, when I say guys want to get caught, it's just like, there's some guys, literally, it's just like, you're at such a dead end, but you don't have the balls, so to speak, to just go, hey, I need out. And you know, getting caught's the only way you ever come clean. And some guys, it's what it takes for them to lose everything or lose different things, whether it's their marriage or ministry or business. And then they've got their attention. But I would say this, because you said, if not my wife, who? If you're asking me this question, I'm going to recommend that you go find somebody that you can talk to that's a dude first. Maybe it's somebody older than you. Maybe it's somebody who's gone through this, that's kind of charted those territories. Like, whatever, that sounds dumb. But somebody that's ahead of you on this one. Man, whether you go to Celebrate Recovery, whether you're, you know, an SA group, I mean, we've got small groups online in our ministry that you can join. And I mean, so there's, that excuse doesn't work. Like, I don't have a friend. Well, yeah, this stuff like breeds, you know, isolation. So go find somebody and just go, man, I need to talk to you. And just you getting it out verbally to somebody else and, Because we're not honest. Like, I don't care who you are. Like, you know, you're going to tend to just go, oh, well, not tell the whole truth. And if it's a guy that's gone through this, or if it's a guy that's, you know, knows what he's doing as far as, like, talking to people, you know, hopefully they ask the right question. Well, what do you mean it was just, like, one time? Well, it was more than one time. Like, what do you mean you've never done anything offline? Well, I mean, we tend to just kind of sometimes just share something to get it off, but we don't share all the details. And I mean, guys, I've literally had situations where somebody will call me, they'll tell me a story, and, you know, this, just say a high profile person, where they're just, you know, I'm just like, man, I feel for you. And, you know, this story sounds crazy. And it's just like, no, man, you know, I try and give advice. Literally, I did that once with a huge pastor of, you know, huge church. And I was like, no, man, I gave him all sorts of advice, asked me to pray for him, blah, blah, blah. The next day, like hours later, I see the news in this particular city that's outside this guy's church, and there's all sorts of allegations and craziness. And I was just like, wait, he just called me. He didn't tell me any of those things. In fact, I asked him directly about those things, and he didn't cough that up. So the advice that he asked me for, the advice that I gave him, it doesn't even make sense because he didn't give me his whole situation. So I think for you to process this with somebody else, to just somebody you can trust, somebody that you can confide in, and just be like, let me just share it all with you. And you're not going to get in trouble. You're not going to get grounded. You're not the kid here. You know, your wife's not going to ground. I'm not saying your wife's going to ground you. I'm saying like you're not, yeah, your wife's going to be pissed, and you know, it's got every right to be, but I think, yeah, you need to have somebody in your life be able to speak into that, that maybe even knows your wife or knows your situation, and knows how to kind of help you through that. And, you know, if women are listening to this, it's just like, I'm not at all saying for this man to be dishonest and keep hiding things from you, but I'm going, if in this case, if this guy's saying, I want out, and let me just be honest, like, you're not going to get out without telling somebody. And so I just think not even an easier way, but the best place to start is a safe place who's going to encourage you, if they're a good friend, to keep making the right decisions. They might hold you accountable to stay away from porn. And then they might follow up with you on like, hey, how'd that discussion go? Well, it didn't go yet with my wife. Well, you know what? Hey, I think you should have that. So I think it's having somebody to walk through that journey with you that maybe, like I said, has some knowledge about this as well that could help you. Because I've seen it too often. Guys will just, you know, you feel bad, you confess, and you'll tell one part and you won't tell the whole part of the story. And then it's even worse. And so I would say either way, if you're trying to do this without anybody, you're digging a hole you're never going to get out of alone. People need other people. That's why I created X3 Watch back in, you know, 04. You know, not because I love software, you know, no, we created it because we wanted to connect people with other people. And we understood that if you could connect around this issue, you could connect on anything because nothing would be off limits. So we've seen what happens when people bring people into their lives. We see what happens when people, they don't want to be held accountable. You know, literally, like, and, you know, I've had that happen to me where friends in my life just say, hey, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to walk this journey alone. And, you know, I've also had some of those same friends then say to me, you know, months later, you know, well, we're still accountability partners, right? It's like, no, we're you said you wanted to go this path alone. So, man, you need other people. And eventually, I do think, knowing your situation, I am going to recommend at some point you bring this to your wife. But I also think if you wait and get caught and then your wife brings this up and says, what are you going to do about it? And you haven't even thought through that. That's a whole worse situation. Like, then you deciding, you know what, I'm going to be honest and I'm going to come clean on my own. And I'm going to have a plan. I'm going to make sure, you know, like, we have a whole program for women that we try and help women that are trying to recover from sexual betrayal and them to heal. So you've got to think that when you do tell this to your wife, like, she's emotionally connected way deeper on this stuff. And so there's going to be effects that has. You're going to need to pray for, obviously, compassion on her end and understanding. But I think if you're prepared, you can maybe talk through that a little bit more. You can do some digging on, okay, well, hey, there's other women, there's other marriages that have gone through that. Hey, you know, here's this guy, Bernie, that Craig talks about, who was a pastor that came clean to his wife. Not only kept his job, kept his marriage, and wrote a book about it. You know, not the book, obviously, he ever wanted to write. But, man, there are good endings to these stories when you're able to come clean. But, you know, the Bible says, like, sin will find you out. And, you know, the Bible also says, confess your sins, you'll prosper. Conceal your sin, you will not. So, at some point, I do think, you know, we're supposed to confess those things to one another. And yeah, you owe it to your wife to have that explanation. And, you know, I talked about it in another episode. Like, I don't think then you ask your wife to keep you accountable, but you give your wife your commitment that you're going to make some changes and, you know, you're going to do whatever you're going to come up with a plan. And then you're willing to do whatever she wants from a sense of full exposure of, hey, here's my phone. Here's this, here's where I access this stuff. So, man, there's a lot there. So take it one step at a time. At the end of the day, find a friend and be honest. If you can do that and it's a good friend, I think they'll point you through, you know, walk through this journey with you and you can get through it. So thanks for listening. Thanks again for your questions. I'll be back another day, another question that's got you in a panic.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.